Beloved, you are listening to Grace Life Komi Podcast, a platform commissioned by God to raise men into completeness in Christ Jesus. We believe that you will be blessed beyond measure as you give yourself wholly to this divinely inspired teaching. Through God's servant Pastor Chimdi Ohahuna, grace to you, Jesus is Lord.
The Beatitudes, and this is the looking at the fourth one, verse 6, Matthew 5, verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We understood something from the onset that everything that should have happened without the Beatitude, it was a blessing to be blessed. Amen. So the Beatitude is the blessings of God made available to different kinds of people, you get what I'm saying? Different categories of people, praise God forevermore. Maybe as children. And basically, this class of people are those that are born again in the Lord Jesus and given the Lord Jesus. There's one thing for us to be blessed. We are blessed. That is, we bless God who have blessed us, those which are blessed, every blessed in Christ Jesus. We have been blessed. But now there is another thing, the manifestation of the blessing. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 says, God bless Adam. In the Christian Israel, God bless man. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
But the manifestation of the blessing is what really proves that we have been blessed. Praise God evermore. And then we have Jesus.
Yeah.
So Jesus gave this beatitude, gave it to the multitude. So it was a message for the crowd. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
And after that, nobody was yet born again. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
But he actually was showing them what is to come. And if they can align themselves to this, then what? They would be blessed. Now, one thing for sure is that anybody who actually aligns himself with this is actually born again. Praise God forevermore. You cannot be poor in spirit without being born again. We looked at being poor in spirit, and also you cannot mourn. We looked at it, we looked at mourn also without being born again. We looked at the meek. That we meet without being born again. Praise God forevermore. Now, I'm looking at this, I think we do hunger and thirst after righteousness. We did a study on hunger after righteousness in this beatitude, amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
And we did a study on thirst. Now, Jesus did not say blessed are those who thirst, or blessed are those who hunger. He joined them together. Blessed are those who hunger and what?
Thirst
after righteousness. That means a thirst for righteousness alone is not enough. And a hunger for righteousness alone is not enough. We see this in our daily operations. If you only drink and you don't eat salt, you discover that you cannot well nourished. Amen to Jesus. When the baby is born, the baby has to keep drinking. The Bible says, as you want to desire the sincere need of God so that you may drink and grow thereby. So drinking the test for righteousness is the sincere need of God. So when the baby is hungry, he actually drinks. Amen. He drinks. But as it begins to eat, when it's hungry, it's not really looking for drinking again. It begins to look for what? Solids. Are we together?
Yes.
Now, so basically, the hunger, the thirst for the right for righteousness is what fills our thirst for. Amen to Jesus. When there's a need for water, amen. And we need to be hydrated, we need to be deeply clean, amen to Jesus. But it's also not enough. Amen to Jesus.
Yes.
Not enough. Drinking water 24/7 is good. You'll be very, very hydrated. When you go to urinate, your urine will be white. It will not be yellow. All together. But it cannot take the place of what? Of food. You will be hydrated, but you still be what? Losing what? Nutrition. Because water alone cannot keep us nourished. You'll be hydrated, but you get to point you start losing strength. Because you need sugar for strength, and water does not have sugar. Amen to Jesus. You need some other minerals and vitamins that are only found in food, and water does not have that. So the test for righteousness is the revelation of God's righteousness that makes us hydrated, are we together, makes us clean. And hydration is very important. I think 80% of the female body is water, are we together, and the male body is like 70%, is God forevermore. And yeah, so without fluidity, we cannot, in fact, water is what actually takes our food around our body. Without fluidity, without water, we cannot what? We cannot, food cannot be digested, our food cannot be transported appropriately to the body. but as beautiful as what if you live on holy water without food, you will still not be flourished. And there's the possibility of also death. Amen to Jesus. Praise God evermore. So it makes us understand that there's a revelation, there's a place of the test for what? That is the good. That's the revelation. That's the desire to have the revelation of God that keeps us what? Keeps us free. That keeps our system moving. Amen to Jesus. That keeps our system, you know, amen to Jesus. Yeah. Water is needed for every of that. You can go and study on water and know benefits of water and every of that. So to take a glass of water every day and every of that. That is the revelation of that that keeps us clean and keeps us hydrated. And it's very, very important. It's indispensable. But there is also another operation of righteousness, which is what? The hunger for what? Righteousness. The hunger for righteousness is what gives us strength. You need carbohydrates to be strong, is that not so?
Yeah.
You need sugar to be strong for your daily activity. Your brain even needs sugar to be able to work effectively. I even advise that you should take breakfast so that your brain can work. You take what liquids, water, but there is no food, discover that the strength you need, you do not have it. And the hunger for righteousness is the revelation of what? Righteousness for strength. Bible says if our strength came the day of our baptism, then our strength was what? Little. Is the revelation of the righteousness of God needed for strength. We need the righteousness of God for us to stand. Bible says that we should stand in the evil day. Amen. So that time you have done all to stand. It says what? Stand therefore. The strength we need to stand is the hunger for God's righteousness. That's the strength we need to stand. The strength we need to withstand the devices of the enemy is your hunger for God's righteousness. Can you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the thirst for God's righteousness keeps us running. And basically, more often than not, we discover that Christians are after the thirst for God's righteousness, but they are not after the hunger for God's righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hunger for God's righteousness that helps you act the righteousness. It's the hunger for God's righteousness that helps you. It's the hunger for God's righteousness that makes you what? Exercise your authority in Christ, knowing who you are and the righteousness of God in Him. Amen to Jesus. It's the hunger for God's righteousness that makes you strong in the righteousness of God. Are we together? Bible says the righteousness of God is revealed from what? Faith to faith. The faith to faith means we move from dimensions of what? Test to dimensions of what? Hunger. And then we get to a point where we are both thirsty and hungry. Praise God forevermore. That's why I said, blessed are those who what? Which will do hunger and thirst. And there is a conjunction. And it means both spaces go together. That means you cannot separate hunger from thirst. Praise God forevermore. Just the same thing for nourishment in the body. You cannot separate water from food. Amen. When somebody goes on a dry fast, you know, of no food, and it stays on water, after a while, he must come back to food. Jesus, after 40 days, he came back to food. Are we together?
Yes.
After 40 days, even if you are staying on liquid, you are staying on water. After the one, maybe 21 days, your strength may permit, maybe 40 days, you must come back to what? To food. If not, water alone cannot keep you what? Alive. So the revelation of God's righteousness that keeps your system clean, that keeps you hydrated, that keeps you, you know, that revelation about the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus is the excitement that all of us have. It's not enough. Are we together? It must come into righteousness as strength, righteousness as enablement, righteousness as empowerment. Are we together?
Mm.
To be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy, to be able to attack the kingdom of the kingdom of darkness. So the gates of hell, what keep being on the defensive. It should come as a strength to do what? To exercise our place in Christ Jesus. This strength part comes by what? The hunger for righteousness. Because hunger requires what? Taking of food. We're talking about taking of food, we're talking about carbohydrate, protein, fat and oil, the six classes of food. It requires us taking all of this in a balanced way. Amen to Jesus. When all of these are taken in a balanced way, then your hunger for righteousness is what? Filled. And Jesus said, they say, blessed are those who hunger and thirst righteousness. That means the blessing in not only having your thirst for righteousness, but you must balance with your hunger for righteousness.
Mm.
Not only should you be excited with the righteousness of God in it, that's flowing through your system. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm.
That's running, taking everything. You must now go towards, be confident in your righteousness, enforce your righteousness, use your righteousness to win souls for the Lord, use your righteousness to live a holy and separated life unto the Lord, use your righteousness to mortify your members, use the revelation of the righteousness to pull down the kingdom of darkness, use the revelation of the righteousness to take down thrones of darkness, use the revelation of the righteousness to stand in the victory which Christ has made you free. Now, use the revelation of darkness to just fully live the life of Christ. When that is done, you discover that there comes a balance of what? Hunger and what? Thirst of righteousness. What happens is that the Bible says, blessed are those who want to hunger and thirst, for they shall be what? They shall be filled. Now, the Bible says the righteousness of God is being what? From faith to faith. When it says from faith to faith, it means it is never ending. The revelation of God's righteousness is never ending. So, the more you grow in faith, and faith, we keep growing in our understanding of our faith in Christ. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Each time the word of God is revealed to you in a clearer way, it becomes what? A growth in faith. Are we together? I would say, I dare to everyone the measure of faith. When you see the measure of faith, it's a constant measure. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
What we keep doing as a spirit, as we might receive that measure, that the measure of faith is the faith of God. Baptists have the faith from God. It's the faith from God. It's the faith of God. We see that then what happens is our mind keeps getting aware of this faith.
Mm.
The awareness of our mind concerning this faith is what is called faith to faith.
Mm.
Faith to faith. And the awareness of our mind of faith is not the revelation of God's righteousness to us, in which we are on a daily basis. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The more it's revealed to us, the more we discover our hunger and our thirst for his righteousness keeps increasing. So when the hunger increases, the thirst increases, what happens? We are more conscious of who we are in Christ. The excitement of our righteousness in Christ comes in. That is the thirst. Are we together? It runs through our system. Scripture begins to run through us. Then the next one is the hunger. We now begin to use this understanding to do what? To enforce our place in Christ, enforce our authority in Christ, and stand and deal with the kingdom of darkness, because we know we are in Christ. The Bible says, Jesus said, blessed are they who want to hunger and thirst, for they shall be what? Filled. This hunger is from faith to faith. It's continuous. And Jesus said, that means there is never a time when we get hungry and thirsty for righteousness that we will not get to.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get hungry and thirsty for righteousness, go into the word of God. See the right, keep seeking to see the righteousness of God who you are in Christ. And keep seeking to see Christ revealed in you, you'll be filled again. And we must understand that it comes from a feeling of both hunger and thirst. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
So we get hydrated in our system. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
And then the hydration is to take the food. It's also the water is to now take the food that we give into our system and pass it through the body so that we can be well nourished and we can be able to walk. Bible says that we should walk by today for the night cometh when no man shall walk.
Right.
So the hunger and thirst for righteousness, it helps us at the end of the day to walk the works of God. And we are blessed because we keep getting hungry. Whenever you see that you are beginning to experience some dull, it's just the hunger and the thirst. You get what I'm saying? Going to God's word. Jesus has promised that we will be filled. And there's a blessing for us being hungry. So every time we see that we need to eat, we need to drink, let's go to the water. We must ask God for the grace and the consciousness to know when we are getting hungry, when we are getting thirsty.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to tell you when you are hungry. Nobody needs to tell you when you are thirsty. You know it. And it's also in our soul mind, one of the signs of thirst and hunger for righteousness is depression, sorrow, and every of those emotional, messed up emotional, moods. Those are signals that we need to work. Go and drink and eat more of what? The righteousness of God. And once we go in, get filled. So, this moment, wherever you are, if you are not filled enough, you can get filled. And if you are filled now, you can still get filled. You know, there's something I saw in scripture that I really began to make me understand. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, wearing yes, but filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, the word drunk then in Greek actually means to be intoxicated and saturated. Now, scriptures are not just written anyhow. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm.
But it says, be not drunk with wine in essence. She also says, be drunk with the Holy Spirit. Are we together?
Mm.
Well, it didn't say be drunk with the Holy Spirit. He said, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because drunkenness implies saturation and intoxication. Praise God forever.
Hallelujah.
But the Holy Spirit, you can never get saturated with Him.
Mm.
The more you have Him, the more you want to have Him.
Yes.
And you can never get intoxicated by the Holy Spirit. Mm. You only get led by the Holy Spirit. Don't get intoxicated by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You are led, I'm saying, woman, by Eden, and I've been led by the Spirit of God.
You
are only led by the Holy Spirit. You are not intoxicated by the Holy Spirit. You can never get saturated by the Holy Spirit. We keep getting full and full of the Holy Spirit. That's why the hunger and thirst for righteousness keeps coming, and it never ends. We keep feeding up, and we never get full because there's still so much to do for the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pray and ask the Lord, Lord, every time we have a signal of the thirst and hunger for you, cause us to what? Feed it up. Go into scriptures and see more of Jesus in fact.
Let's
talk to the Lord.
Now is your moment of salvation. If you are yet to make the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and personal Savior, we request that you say this prayer along with many others now. Say these words: Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, I repent of my sins, and ask that you forgive my sins. I believe that you shed your blood on the cross, died for my sins, and rose again in the third day. Today, I invite you into my life today. Wash me by your blood, make me your own, and till eternity be my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
For your love gift of any amount to Grace Life Kami Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. Account number 033-154-551-2013. SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. To give in CDs, Universal Merchant Bank Ghana, you can send to account number 033-254-551-2017. To give in Naira, you can send to Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. Also, for further inquiries, you can call us on +233-54-594-7132. Or, send us an email via chimdiohahunaministry@gmail.com. Today, remain ever blessed.
We believe you were blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Beloved, remain connected to Grace Life Komi Podcast. Jesus is Lord.